previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Good start to the year for South Africa's car makers. The Automotive Business Council, NAMSA, says sales in the month of January were up 10.4% year-on-year. New passenger car sales were up 18.3%, with significant buying by the car rental industry. Exports were up by a very welcome 29.7%, again year-on-year. Council CEO Mikel Mabasa says he's absolutely confident that an improved economic outlook, coupled with higher business and consumer sentiment, will support the new vehicle market in 2025. He points to lower interest rates and stable inflation. One worry, uncertainty over US trade policy under the new Trump administration. South Africa could increase its GDP growth by 1% in the short term and by 3% in the medium term by addressing persistent energy and freight logistics constraints. That's according to the World Bank in its latest South Africa economic update, quoted by Engineering News. Get that right, says the World Bank, and the increase in economic activity could create about 200,000 jobs in the short term, 500,000 jobs in the medium term. It notes that the authorities have responded to the crisis by adopting a series of reforms, especially in power generation, that have already produced positive results with the emergence of privately sponsored renewable energy projects. Former Transnet CEO and Absa board chair Maria Ramos is off to London to chair one of the UK's biggest banks, Standard Chartered. 65-year-old Ramos is already on the board there, having joined in 2021. Her salary as board chair, £1.3 million per annum, or just over 30 million rand. Nice work if you can get it. On the markets, something of a recovery from the Trump tariff tantrum we saw earlier this week. JSE All Share and Top 40 both up 1.1% at the bell last evening. London's FTSE up 1.4%. In New York, the Dow up 0.3%, the S&P 500 up 0.7%, the Nasdaq up 1.4%. Tokyo this morning, rather more muted, down 0.2%. Hong Kong down 0.4%, Sydney up 0.6%. The US dollar has dropped back to 104 against the euro. The rand has firmed slightly to 1868 against the dollar, 1940 to the euro, 2331 to sterling. Gold continues at record highs, 2853. Platinum, 974. Bitcoin just over 98,100. And Brent crude oil just under $76 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.